Good afternoon to everyone in the UK, and good morning to everyone in the United States. We're going to get started in Deuteronomy 16, 16 through 17. Three times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God, in a place where he shall choose, in the feasts of unleavened bread, in the feasts of weeks, and in the feasts of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Verse 17, every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings of the Lord thy God, which he has given thee. In Deuteronomy 16:16, it says we are not to come before the Lord empty. And in 17, it says that we are to give as we are able and as the Lord has blessed us. We have been looking at our lives these past few months. We have been examining all the different nooks and crannies of us as we have been cleaning the nooks and crannies of our houses. It is something that we have sees not only the leavening that is in our lives, but we also see the blessings that come to be and that come with all that God has given us. It is truly amazing all that he does for us. In these last few months, as I've been preparing for the days of unleavened bread, get rid of that old man. Once again, we've had a few trials that have come up. Some of you that have seen on Facebook, some of them are funny. Some of them are only funny when we look back on them. And other of them really make my wife mad to the point I don't know if in 10 years if she'll find it funny or not. Our latest trial, my wife set out our luggage on the back of our vehicle, and when I got home from work, it was about the same time as she was pulling out the luggage, and she wanted to show me some something before we went inside. As she went and showed me what was going on in the backyard and all that kind of stuff, we went inside and we completely forgot to bring the luggage inside the house. It was literally on the back of her, next to her bumper, and it was just sitting there. And then next to it was a trash bag, but it was filled with dirty clothes. We were about 10 feet from the curb, and the next day was trash day, and the trash man went 10 feet away from the curb right next to our house, grabbed the trash bag as well as our luggage, and threw it into the dumpster. And my wife calls me hysterical and asks me, hoping that I brought it in, and I said, no, honey, I didn't. And then she calls the guy, gets a hold of the guy. The guy goes, I'm sorry, I remember it, but there's no way I can find that luggage. It's been crushed, and everything inside of it's destroyed. I'm really sorry. When my wife called me and she's going over things, and I said, Aaron, it's only money. I can work more hours. There's more side jobs I can get. There's more things I can do to cover that. Nothing in there was so irreplaceable that it was all that important. It just was money. And we thank you for all the prayers for that. And helping my wife mentally get through that situation was a lot of fun. But it's been that kind of stuff. It's just little itty-bitty things that get you, and it all adds up and all this stuff. And it gets to the point where I get a lot of side jobs, and I'm able to do side jobs here, and I'm able to do side jobs there, and I'm able to pick up money and all that kind of stuff, but my job's not 40 hours a week. My job's closer to 50, sometimes 60 hours a week. And then me working side jobs to get a little extra money doesn't necessarily help. Now, I'm able to I have an earpiece in at all times while I'm at work. I listen to different podcasts. I listen to messages. I listen to the Bible. I listen to all different kinds of things. And where it helps get my mind in the right frame throughout the work week, especially with working with all the construction workers I work with, the issue comes into effect is no matter what the podcast is, no matter what sermon I listen to, no matter what Bible verse that's playing in my ear, I'm not giving 100% to God at that point in time. It helps me mentally for something to be playing in my head. It keeps me out of my head and keeps me thinking things that I shouldn't, getting frustrated with whatever issues are going on with my workers or with my bosses or with anything in the situation. But things come up, and I've always saw it as a blessing, all the side jobs that would miraculously appear right before the days of unleavened bread. And it was always coincided with all these trials that needed money to get me out of said trial. Or at least I thought that money was the best way of getting out of the trial at the time. So I'd work side jobs, and I would do my best to prep for Days of Unleavened Bread through spending my time while driving, praying, spending my times at work listening to podcasts and to sermons and to Bible on tape, and then going to side jobs after work and again listening to more sermons, telling myself that I'm focusing. Now, I've done lots of side jobs. I've made a decent amount of money with work. I've done a lot of different things. I look at my house. I look around my house. And I can tell you all this. I don't know of a piece of furniture in my house that I've paid for. I've looked around and I can't find any. They've all been gifts. I have nice furniture. I have some very nice curio cabinets that I got from my aunt, and I got some very nice, furniture pieces from my grandmother, who has passed away, and, we've gotten some great couches from, my in-laws. It has been a situation that I look back and I look through my house and all the blessings that I have, the roof over my head, everything that has happened with my house, it has not been through me toiling through work, me focusing on work, and me focusing on getting a paycheck, getting extra cash, getting all this stuff. I look at everything, and as I look at all the blessings that I've received, most of them don't come from that. They come from different ways and different blessings and different places. And as I look at this verse in Deuteronomy 16:17, I look and see, every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings the Lord thy God hath giveth thee. And I see to myself, I look around at the blessings in my house. I look at the roof over my head, my four gorgeous children, my wife, who I don't know how she still loves me being stuck with the kids all day while I'm at work, but she does. And I look at all my blessings, and the money isn't as important. The money is just a side item. It's not as important. And it's just stuff. But we have come before God. We have come to give as we are able. We have come to not give begrudgingly. We have come to give of a cheerful heart. We have come to before God to give. Think on the blessings that you have received this past year. We've been examining ourselves. It shouldn't just be the bad that we've been examining. It should also be the good. We should have seen some blessings in this past time. Give as we are able. Don't give too much that it ruins us. But we should give because there's two ways of life. Give and get.